We'll wait for the participants to join.
Okay.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of FinPortal, I extend a warm welcome to you all to our first ever Investor Company Connect virtual event called Value Portal, where capital meet businesses. Our third company of the day is Silver Touch Technologies Limited from Ahmedabad, Gujarat. Silver Touch Technologies Limited, a three-decade-old transformation leader, operates in across e-governance projects and enterprise IT, having executed over 4,000 plus projects for over 2,000 plus clients globally through a 1,500 plus strong technology workforce. The company is driven by mission-critical digital Indian programs and has international operations across USA, UK, and Canada. Recent wins, including a national digital governance platform for the Government of India and cloud-native transformation mandate for Indian Navy, provide a multi-year revenue visibility, positioning Silver Touch as a trusted partner for India's most critical digital infrastructure. Before we proceed, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. Please note that this call is being recorded. Some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking and are based on current assumptions, which involve risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ. The company assumes no obligations to update these statements unless as required by law. We encourage all the participants to consider these factors and avoid placing any undue reliance on forward-looking information. From the company's side, joining us on the call today is Mr. Vipul Thakkar, Managing Director, along with Mr. Minesh Doshi, Whole-time Director. I will now hand over the call to the management team for their opening remarks. After the presentation, we will move on to the Q&A session. Participants who wish to ask a question may type them in the chat box from now onwards. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Is my screen visible to everyone?
Yes, sir, we can see your screen.
Okay. So, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Minesh Doshi. I'm Director at Silver
Can
Touch.
you make the presentation full screen?
Can you see now properly?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have a quickly overview about the company, and then we'll have the Q&A session as suggested after that. So this is the overview of the company. We are a 30 years old company set up in 1995, and we are based in Ahmedabad, Gujarat, and having two major Indian operations in Delhi and Mumbai, and then around 10 to 12 other state operations as well. Internationally, we are present in US, Canada, and UK. So US and Canada is part of our North America strategy. And United Kingdom, we are present since the last 15 years. We specialize, in IT services segment, and we provide IT solutions and services to our customer across the globe. The major customer vertical includes government, PSU, enterprises. In enterprises, it's across the verticals, but the major verticals we cover is BFSI, manufacturing, professional services, CPG, wholesale and distribution. So these are some of the verticals where we operate. We are about 1,500 plus IT professionals across the globe, and we have a record of delivering about 4,000 projects to our 2,000 plus customers in the history of 30 years. Some of the advanced, center of excellence we operate, AI and cognitive science, machine learning, and we have
Sir,
built.
just a minute. Sir, can you do the full screen presentation mode? Participants are not able to see. And if you could also speak a little louder, we are getting requests from participants.
Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, the full screen only. Let me. Okay, is it better now?
A little louder, we can see the PPT. I think it's open in the browser. If you could open it in the Microsoft Edge, then maybe we can see the full screen.
Okay, let me. Okay, can everyone see better now?
Yes, we can. From the top right corner, you can see the arrows where the presentation will be the full screen mode. Click on that right side, near to the settings icon.
Okay, is it better now?
Yes, perfect now.
Okay, can you hear me properly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll start again. So this is the overview of Silvertouch Technologies. We are 30 years old IT services company set up in 1995. And our headquarters is Ahmedabad, Gujarat, and we have two major locations in Delhi and Mumbai. Apart from that, we have about 10 to 12 state offices where we operate. On international level, we are operating from US and Canada, which is the part of North America region, and we are also operating from UK since last 15 years. We are about 1,500 people globally, all working in IT software and services category. And we have delivered about, 4,000 projects in last 30 years of our existence and having more than 2,000 plus customers worldwide. We work on end-to-end IT services and solutions framework. We have set a few center of excellence in IT cognitive services and machine learning. Our major customer is categorized as, a government, a PSU, and enterprise across the globe. And in enterprises, we also work in some of the verticals like wholesale and distribution, CPG, manufacturing, banking, and finance. So these are our customer profile. So this is a milestone if you see our 30 years journey. So we are having four major certification in the quality standards, and that's how we are working with our customer. So we are accredited with ISO 9001 and 2000 certificate, which is for the quality standard quality processes. We also have ISO 27001 certificate, which is mostly for the IT security services. We are also having ISO 20000, which is for the IT services excellence. And we are also having CMM level 5, which is the highest level of quality standard in software development and service providing. So this is our introduction to management team. We have five full-time five directors on the board: Mr. Vipul Thakkar, myself, Mr. Jignesh Patel, Mr. Palak Shah, and Mr. Himanshu Jain. All are having almost 30 plus years experience, and they all are from the technology background, from electronics and computer science. So these are our some of the strategic partners which working with us very closely to provide solution to our customer. So mostly it's in the software solutions, AI, ERP, analytics, and infrastructure services, cloud and security services. So these are the clientele snapshot, which is already available on the website as well. So these are the mix of international as well as the domestic customer what we are showcasing here. These are the few success stories and the awards and recognition what we have been accredited to. We talked about the certificates, the CMLV 5, ISO 27001, ISO 20000, and ISO 9001. So these are the four certificates we have on the quality aspect. So I will basically give you the business overview, which is most important. So we classify SilverTouch as mainly software services and consulting service company. So our major revenue share, about 51%, is from the software services, which is mainly the custom software development, various digital platform development, we are AI and cloud services. So these are the major services which we provide to our customer. That is the cost part of our service, which generates about 51% of the revenue. The second is the business consulting services, where we work on mostly ERP and analytic services, which is forming about 9% of our revenue. So we work with major ERP providers like SAP, Odoo, Microsoft, and Oracle for our customers in North America, UK region. The next service, which is e-governance services, which is about 20% of our revenue. So this is mostly for Digital India and state-led IT services and citizen services. So I'll give you a few examples of what we do exactly in all these sectors as well. The next one is the cloud and facility management services. So we work with public cloud and infrastructure management, services, which is end-to-end with the software, and that forms about 5% of our revenue. And finally, the system integration services, which is mostly towards the IT infrastructure, security management, data center management, network operations center management. So that forms about 15% of our revenue. So I'll give you a few examples of, the kind of work we do on software, ERP and e-governance services to give you the idea that what exactly we do and what kind of projects we implement. So under the software services, we have done India's disability portal. So India is having about 2.5 crore disabled people, and to whom the government of India is giving various services in terms of benefits and direct benefit transfer to all the citizens who are disabled. So we have provided a digital platform to register and give unique identification number to every disabled people in India, similar to Aadhaar. And that forms the platform implemented across 800 cities, where the disability certificate is provided. And then we receive about 5,000 applications on an average for various benefits from these disabled people. And then there is a workflow and digital platform which allows the government to distribute the direct benefit transfer to the beneficiaries. So this platform unifies the entire disability landscape of India and gives good guidance and visibility to government that how the schemes are monitoring, schemes are performed and monitored across the landscape. There is also AI, and machine learning implementation done within the project for the fraud detection and fraudulent document submission across the platform. So that gives power to classify all the cases where there is the documents are not proper, and the AI can identify all the documents and enable verify with the various services. Under the same IT services platform, we have implemented India's unified, labor code number. So whenever any labor is registered, they get the LUIN number. And that platform is developed by SilverTouch, and the entire India, all the workers registered under that portal, and then further benefits and schemes are provided through that portal. One of the project, what is in the government to business sector, where we work with the with the textile ministry, and under this project they provide loan subsidy and interest subsidy to upgrade your textile machineries and textile plants across India. This is a classic example of collaboration platform for government, banks, and the private sector companies who are in the manufacturing of textiles. So we have set up this platform, and about 80,000 companies across India participate in this platform, and about 6,000 crore rupees of benefit, loan benefit, have been disbursed through this platform, by about 10 banks. So these are some of the platforms what we have developed and implemented across government and private sector. So that portfolio is about 250 active projects, across about 22 central government ministry and about 10 to 12 state governments. Under the e-governance services, which is about 20% of our revenue. So that's more like, you must have heard of Passport Seva Kendra. So similar to that, we work in three verticals. One is a transport vertical, second is urban development vertical, and third is a land and revenue vertical. So under land and revenue, we do the document deeds, sale deed, and the sell and buy deed across Gujarat state. And all the documents for the property and land and various services provided by the revenue department is established and run as single citizen facilitation center, by us across Gujarat under the land and revenue. Under the urban development, we have set up a single window citizen-centric services across about 70 plus facilities, 70 plus cities in Gujarat, where citizen can come and take benefit of single window services provided through the urban development department. Under the transport department, we work with the secure digital smart card, enabled with the chip. So when you apply for driving license or you buy a new car, you get a card-based license, driving license, or card-based, smart card-based, your registration book. So these are the services enabled by us in many states, and citizens are getting benefited. So these are the long-term contracts, we spanning from 5 to 10 years, and that gives a good visibility over the revenue. The third section is ERP implementation services. So we work with a lot of PSU and US-based customers. So we work with one of the steel giant in US, where we implemented SAP. So there are about 25 to 30 customers in North America, UK region, where we work on their end-to-end SAP implementation, Uru implementation services. And they are mainly in the manufacturing, digital manufacturing, wholesale and distribution, CPG, and IT or professional services category. So this is the third service. And then, we come to the finally cloud and SI services, where we work with the public cloud infrastructure in enabling AWS, Azure, kind of cloud migration and data center services, as well as the IT infrastructure management services across these labs. So this gives the overview of, what kind of industry we work with and what kind of services we provide to our customer. So yeah, I think that's all from my side on majority of the overview about the company. And we can take up any question, answer, or any more information anyone would like to have on this.
Sure, sir. Participants, if they have any questions, can type them in the chat box and I'll take it from there. What is we have one question, sir. What is offshore and on-site service breakup?
Yeah, so about 85 to 90% revenue is India-based revenue, and about 10% is offshore revenue as of now. So that gives a lot of stability in this time, you know, when there is a lot of international turmoil. And we have been growing the revenue CAGR, you know, 20 to 25% over the last 3 years.
Okay. Can you talk about your revenue model split between time and material and managed services? 3 year out view on model. Along with this, can you also help us understand your revenue per employee and employee profile?
Okay, so basically, you know, we have the revenue model, which is the project-based revenue and not only time and material revenue. So we have outcome-based and project-based revenue. That is our broadly revenue model. Okay, we have visibility of you know, coming 3 years in revenue, and our current order book stands at about 650 crore. Okay. And most of our project is 5 years in nature. So we have a build project, you know, which is 1 year phase, which where we build about 50 to 60% of revenue. So let's say if there is 100 rupees order, then 50 to 60 rupees is billed in the first year. And then the 5 years is operation and maintenance. So that 8 to 10% is billed over the 4 to 5 years of period. So all our project is long term, and you know, we have a greater visibility on the revenue cycle.
In which areas do you see your growth in the coming years, sir?
So we have three areas, you know, which we have identified, and the first one is artificial intelligence. So I will talk about that in more detail. Let me bring you to that slide. Do not have slide on AI Pharma. Okay, so we have set up a subsidiary called AI for Pharma last year, and we have built about five AI products on the pharmaceutical manufacturing industry. So what problem statement we are solving is that you must have heard of that, you know, plant of very big pharmaceutical companies closed down because of the FDA warning letter or FDA audit, you know. And this is very common news and biggest threat to any pharma company where their plant get shut down. So we have built, you know, AI and ML model on the pharmaceutical manufacturing process with the experts help of, you know, experts of pharma manufacturing and AI team. And we have built five products on top of that, you know, which is solving this problem and giving alerts in advance as the batch are manufactured in pharma company. That is, if there is any compliance or regulatory issues, you know, within the batch manufacturing as it progresses, and that gives alert to the quality and compliance manager. So that's one thing. The second thing is, you know, mostly the audits are done in past 2 to 3 years, and they do not have visibility of what kind of anomaly or compliance issue they have in the past record. So this software also enables to scan all the past records and give them alerts and analysis, based on their master batch record, which is approved by the FDA or the other regulatory agents. So this is a flagship product what we have developed in last 1 year, 15 months, and now we are implementing this in large pharmaceutical manufacturing companies. And we see addressable market of about 25,000 plants across the world where this product can be sold, and there is no such similar product available in the market as of now. And we see like revenue of like 1 crore to 5 crore on annual recurring basis from this product in coming 3 years per plant. So we are safely assuming, this is the product, which will bring in more and more revenue. The second, the way is, what we have seen right now is a lot of AI-driven product enhancement and transformation, which is happening in the at the customer place. And that gives us edge as Singular Touch, where we have delivered about 4,000 project in past and about 2,000 active customers to whom we served in last a decade or so. So they are coming back to us and asking transformation, AI-led transformation in the existing services and solutions delivered. So we have constant upscale in the order book, where we have sold the transformation project or digital project, and they are coming back to us with the AI-led transformation services. The third area what we are taking is cloud and security. So this is the area where you can see our revenue is quite less. So we are trying to acquire do acquisition in cloud and security area and upscale that business as well, which is about 15 to 20% as of now. So that business will also grow with the proliferation of the cloud adopting adoption worldwide. So these are the three areas where we see a lot of growth coming in besides the digital transformation and platform-led projects, what we have been receiving nowadays.
Can you talk about your recent order wins, defense, National Digital Transformation Platform, National Medical Commission Initiative, Airports Authority of India project?
Yeah, so I think the Navy is a basically digital transformation project with 100,000 plus naval staff, who is getting the their payroll administration and HR services, which is a huge uplift, for service uplift for the Navy. So where they were running 20 years old system, and they are now upgrading the full employee benefit system with the AI-led project. So they can get all the information through AI-led services and the agentic AI platform. Plus they are migrating the old software to the new platform right now. So that's what the project is all about. On the NMC, it's a National Medical Council, is the professional body, is the government body which gives accreditation to various medical colleges for various medical studies, like doctors or paramedical services. And that is a central body which is responsible for the growth of all the medical facilities and medical services, mostly in the medical education sector. And we are doing a digital transformation, huge transformation in this area to uplift the onboarding of new medical colleges, auditing the functioning of medical colleges, and seeing the looking at the performance of all the medical colleges and uplifting it. So it's a complete end-to-end digital transformation project, which will transform the entire medical education system across India, and almost all the medical college who is accredited under the Government of India will benefit from this. So there are about 25 modules, will be developing, and that is the digital transformation project we have been doing. On the airport authority, it's a security project, and we'll be securing about 15 projects, 15 airports across India on the data transmission and security network, between the various data, the control tower and airport receives for the flight, and to and fro communication from flight and the control tower. So it's a very security-led project, and will be implemented in about 15 airports across India.
In pharma, will this be a software model or a project based? Along with this, do you plan on research and development for molecules?
So this is a software as service, and we provide on cloud as well as on-prem, but this is a pure SaaS product based on AI, and that will be a recurring revenue for the company. So we are selling it on recurring basis and not on the project basis. On the molecule side, on the research side, yes, we have started receiving requests from a lot of companies, as we are giving this solution, but we have not started any activity as of now.
Why working capital is increasing so much, which is harming the operating cash flow? Any particular reason, plus any steps to tackle the issue?
I think I'm coming from more from business side, so I'll come back to you from my
Yeah,
CFO.
so
Yeah, go
basically,
ahead, yeah.
we have got the some projects which are the BOO project, are build, operate, and transfer project. So in that, we require a lot of capital. So that's why the capital is increased. Capital expenditure is increased, and the cash flow is suffered from there. So it's a question of 1 or 2 years, initial years. After that, it will be like, hopefully this after this March, it will be like very good cash flow. Anything else?
Can you highlight more on the employee profile along with the number of employees you are planning to increase over the next 3 years?
So all our employees, are based on the work and the forecast what we get, right? So we have a strong order book as of now, as I said, about 650 crore. So we have a manpower planning as per that. So as I said, we have 3 years visibility over the projects. So that planning is done by our resource management group and the HR human resource group. So that is already taken care. And all the recruitment is done based on some forecasting. So for example, every year we hire about 50 to 100 fresh IT graduates. So this year also we onboarded about 61 fresh IT graduates this year as we speak. So all the planning is done from business side, and we have 3 years visibility, and by which we do the hiring process.
In previous quarter, we have seen a good jump in gross margin. What are the key takeaways we did to improve the gross margin?
So yeah, I think if you see the gross margin, over the last 3 years, there is a 50% improvement, in the margins. Okay, so we have been working very closely on our cost, okay, and improve our margin, and we are also implementing a lot of automation within the company, to reduce the cost and deliver the project on time. So I think there is a lot of improvement in margins, and we are confident to get good margins in future quarters as well.
What is our repeat order percentage?
So as I said, 50 to 60% is of our current year's order book is repeat orders, right? So as I said, about 650 crore is our order book as of now, which will be billed over the period. So it's about 50 to 60% is repeat orders, and then about 40% will be the new orders added to the pipeline. And the good thing is that all new orders are 5 years of length, so it's not one-off orders, and that builds the order book further, and we have good visibility over the year period.
A participant is asking, how do you look at gross margins, revenue minus project employee expenses on a project level?
So we have on the SBU level as well as on the project level margin monitoring, but ultimately it's all consolidated in a balancing. So that is all tracked by the SBU head.
Okay. For FY25, there was an addition in plant and machinery of about 21 crore. What was that for?
So as I said, we have got the order some on book basis. So, like one is the land record registration of Government of Gujarat. So it consumes around 15 crore computers and printers and scanners and all. So it is around 15 crore is in that. And another, we have set up some automatic testing centers, government recognized automatic testing centers in Gujarat, so which consumes around 10 crore. So that's why it has increased to 21 crore.
What's our revenue bifurcation between domestic and international projects?
This is a repeat question. We said 85 to 90% is domestic project, and about 10% is the international project.
10 to 15% is international projects.
Can you give numbers on strategic business unit, project, and company level?
So this is what SPU, what we classify. This slide already on the SPU side, right? Software service, system integration, cloud and facility, e-governance. So there's a clear number given on all SPUs here. And this is all consolidated under SilverTouch.
Participants, if you have any question, you can type them in the chat box. What is CWIP in intangible assets?
Can you repeat that, please?
What are in under CWIP, capital work in progress, what are the intangible assets? What does it stand for?
So, can you give any specific reference where it is mentioned in our balance sheet?
Sir, in balance sheet, it must be under capital work in progress, under the heading of intangibles.
So, I think it's broadly classified under the software product, which is the IP. What we have acquired.
Okay, I think we have all answered all the questions. Yes, we have answered all the questions. On thank you to the management for answering the questions in a detailed manner, and thank you Vipul sir and Minish sir for taking out time to join us and providing questions responses to in such a detailed manner. We also appreciate all the participants for their engagement. If any questions remain unanswered, please feel free to reach out us on invrel@finportal.in.com.
Yes, thank you everyone.
Thank you.
Thank
You may
you.
now
Thank you very
disconnect your
much.
line.
Thank you.
Thank you.